Hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening in to this recording on GIL full year results for the financial year ended 31st December 2021. Together with me is Mrs. Goh Mui Hong, the CEO of S. Sai Kim, our manager. It's our usual practice for such a presentation to include a disclaimer. I will start by highlighting the key financial data for financial year 2021. This will be followed by the corporate overview and the portfolio overview of the company. And lastly, we'll discuss briefly on the sector and company outlook. In slide 4, you will see the net asset value per share. The net asset value per share of the group as at 31st December 2021 was 19.33 cents. After the payment of 2020 final dividend of 0.4 cents per share and also the 2021 interim dividend of 0.4 cents per share. Now, if the final dividend of 2020 was paid and the treasury shares relating to the scrip dividend scheme has been utilized before 31st December 2020, the net asset value per share as at 31st December would have been 18.68 cents instead of 19.15 cents. And after adjusting for 2021 interim dividend, the net asset per share as at 31st December 2021 would have been 19.82 cents. Therefore, the increase in net asset value per share would have been 6.1%. The next table shows the cumulative performance of GIL NAV return and the share price as compared to the STI. Generally speaking, we have done better than the SPI and a lot of the other indicators. Income. Slide 5 will show you the income for second half 2021. The group reported an income of 0.9 million for the half year ended 31st December 2021. As compared to an income level of 25.4 million recorded in the same period last year. The difference in income level was due to the fluctuation in fair value movement on financial asset at fair value through profit and loss of 6.9 million losses for the 6 months ended 31st December 2021, as compared to a 17.2 million fair value gain in the second half last year. That is in 2020. The group also reported a lower interest income of 6.4 million as compared to 7.5 million in the same period last year. This was because of the increase in redemption and maturity of our bond investments during the half year, resulting in lower interest income recorded. And the lower income recorded in the current year was cushioned by a net foreign exchange gain of 0.6 million. Expenses for the second half 2021 remain unchanged at 2.4 million as compared to the same period last year. Slide 6 will show you the profit and loss for the second half. We reported a net loss after tax of 1.5 million in the second half 2021 for the reasons explained above, as compared to a net profit after tax of 23 million recorded for the 6 months in 2020. Total comprehensive income for the group was thus a loss of 1.5 million in the second half of 2021 as compared to a gain of 23 million recorded in the second half 2020. As a result of the net loss of 1.5 million for the half year, earnings per share was a negative 0.1 cents compared to the 1.41 cents for the second half 2020. Now let's come to the full year. Slide 7, income for the full year 2021. We reported an income of 22 million for the full year 2021, 17% higher than the 18.8 million recorded in 2020. The higher income was due to higher fair value gain for financial assets at fair value through profit and loss of 6.5 million versus a gain of only 0.7 million in 2020. The higher fair value gain was offset partially by the lower interest income of 12.7 million due to the increase in redemption maturity of investments during the year, especially the second half of the year For the previous year, interest income was 14.9 million. A lower net foreign exchange gain of 1 million was recorded as compared to 1.6 million last year. Expenses for the full year ended 31st December 2021 were 7 million higher than the 4.3 million recorded last year, mainly due to an incentive fee of 2.3 million charged during the year. Profit and loss for the full year. For the full year ended 31st December 2021, the group recorded a higher profit after tax of 14.9 million as compared to a net tax of 14.3 million recorded for the full year 2020. Total comprehensive income was the same as the net profit after tax. The group achieved earnings per share of 0.93 cents for the full year, 31st December 2021, compared to 0.87 cents for the full year ended 31st December 2020. Balance sheet, slide 9 and 10. You can see that our NAV has decreased by 0.8% to 309.4 million in financial year 2021. After payment of the financial year 2020 final dividend and also the 2021 interim dividend. As explained earlier, if the dividend payment were adjusted, the net asset value would have increased by 6.1%. Per share, the net asset value per share would have been 6.1%. Slide 11 shows the return on equity. We achieve a higher return on equity. Computed the net profit after tax over the average total equity of 4.8% in 2021. As compared to 4.5% in 2020 due to the higher profit after tax. The earnings per share of 0.93 cents for the full year 2021 was 6.9% higher compared to 0.87% for the year 31st December 2020. The directors have recommended a final dividend of 0.4 cents per share. This payment is subject to approval of shareholders at the annual general meeting coming in April 28, together with the interim dividends of 0.4 cents per share paid in October, total dividend for financial year ended 31st December 2021 will be 0.8 cents per share, as compared, which is the same as the dividends per share for 2020. Moving on to the corporate overview, having covered the financial, GIL will remain on the SGX fast track until the next review in 2023. SGX Fast Track recognized the efforts and the achievement of listed issuer, which have upheld high corporate governance standard and maintained a good compliance track record. The 2021 dividends, the scrip dividend scheme was applied to interim dividend of 0.4 cents per share. The company transferred some 28,693,591 treasury shares for the allotment of shares at an issue price of 15 cents per share. The proportion of the total interim dividend issued as shares pursuant to scrip dividend scheme was approximately 67%. We thank shareholders for their support and continued faith in the company. The company has recommended final dividend of 0.4 cents per share, and the scrip dividend scheme will also be applied to it. Based on the closing share price of 15.6 cents on 31st December 2021, the full dividend paid of 0.8 cents per share represents an annual dividend yield of 5.13%. Moving on to the portfolio overview in slide 15 and 16, looking at the percentage of the company's NAV, based on the NAV at 31st December and distribution at 31st December 2021. Equities accounted for 16.7% of the company portfolio compared to 12.8% in 2020. We have increased slightly the equity percentage. Bank contingent convertibles decreased by 2.7% from 58% in 2020 to 55.3% in 2021 due partially to redemption. The loan portfolio securitization assets decreased 0.9% from 3.1% in 2020 to 2.2%, once again due to early redemption or the bond maturity. The bond portfolio decreased by 5% from 16.7% in 2020 to 11.7% in 2021, again due to redemption, bond maturity. The cash and other asset portfolio increased by 4.7% from 9.4% in 2020 to 14% in 2021. Okay, now I'll briefly discuss the sector and company's outlook. Slide 18, in terms of listed equity, last year, global equities closed the year at a record high, 2021. Despite the global supply chain disruption and rising commodity price, global equities surged forward, supported by strong corporate earnings and loose monetary policies. As vaccination approached 80% across major Western countries, concern over the pandemic took a backseat. In geopolitics, US and China maintain their confrontational stance across a broad range of issues. Under the Biden administration, the US deepened multilateral security in Indo-Pacific with multi-security alliance as it adopted a coordinated strategy against China, raising the risk of confrontation. Following initial meetings between leaders on both sides, relations appear to enter a stalemate. Pending the conditions for further negotiation, the risk of any inadvertent trigger or sensitive rate lines remain high. Major equities market fell into negative territory after the Russian President Putin ordered strikes on Ukraine. For the period from 1st January 2022 to 24th February 2022, the S&P 500, the Euro Stock 50, and the Nikkei 225 index were down 10%, 11%, and 8% respectively. This doesn't bode well for the future. CoCo's credit spread tightened over the past 12 months. Spread briefly reached pre-pandemic levels in the third quarter of 2021 before widening slightly in the fourth quarter. This was due to a rise in overall market yields in response to an increasingly hawkish tone from the Fed as inflation continued to trend higher. While the Fed has already begun tapering, European Central Bank is expected to be more measured both in the initial timeline as well as the pace of tapering. From slide 19, we will talk about the various sector outlook. The loan portfolio and securitization assets. Credit spread on leveraged loans are at a cyclical low as it continues its tightening trend in 2020. 2021 set a record year for leveraged loan and CLO issuance as borrowers capitalized on low yields as well as a strong demand for investors, in particular for floating rate loans with an eye on the policy rate hikes in the horizon. While spread volatility is likely to be higher in the next 12 months, given the uncertainties around the tightening of monetary policy, this is offset by the low default rates that are expected to stay low. Inflation has become a dominant theme for bonds towards the second half of 2021, as policymakers acknowledge the persistent nature of global rising price. The US Fed in December announced accelerated tapering of its bond purchases and signaled a much deeper interest rate trajectory. Additionally, liquidity in the market is expected to be drained as the Fed prepares to shrink its balance sheet. A multitude of challenges from impending interest rate hikes to supply chain constraints and the shifting landscape in the fight against the coronavirus weigh heavily on the bond market towards the end of 2021. World Central Bank have reviewed plans to roll back easy monetary policy and started to raise interest rates. In second half 2021, bond yields continued the upward trend, pushed higher by the Fed hawkish policy stance. The 10-year U.S. Treasury topped 1.7% in October, its highest since June, and ended the year at 1.5%. Okay, in terms of equities, global equities continue its ascent despite concern over supply chain disruption and inflation pressure. Higher vaccination rates, especially amongst the major Western economies, gave support to full global economic reopening and improvement in the business confidence. As reported earlier, major equity markets post-balance sheet fell in a negative territory after the Russian President Putin ordered strikes on Ukraine for the period from 1st January 2022 to 24th February 2022. S&P 500, Euro Stock 50 and Nikkei 225 index were down by 10%, 11%, 8% respectively. Hence, key risks for 2022 would include unexpected shocks brought about by rate hikes and policy tightening by World Central Bank, geopolitical environment, particularly the US-China relationship, and the continuing developments over the Ukraine conflicts. Reopening of economy has been impacted by further COVID-19 outbreaks. Looking ahead, the manager will continue to actively manage the company's asset, to grow its asset and to seek new investments that will generate steady income and potential appreciation in capital to deliver regular dividends and achieve capital growth. Active management of global investments assets with a focus on optimizing risk-adjusted asset returns. The company continues to look at investment opportunity in high yield credits, hybrid instruments, public and private equities, operating lease assets, securitization assets. However, in light of the volatile financial market, the company will be selective and focus on fundamental bottom up analysis with preference for assets with defensive characteristics and a good cash flow generating ability. I've now come to the end of the voice presentation of our results, and I would like to assure you that should you have any questions, please direct it to us in anticipation also of the annual general meeting, and we will endeavor to answer all questions. Should any one of you wish to meet us on site, do send an email to us and we will follow up with the request. With this, thank you very much for listening to this voice presentation. Take care, stay safe, and have a great evening. Thank you.